From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Mike Parson is now Missouri's 57th governor after taking the oath of office on Friday. The former lieutenant governor succeeds Eric Greitens, who resigned after facing criminal charges and diminished political support. Parson told reporters on Friday he's ready to build bridges with lawmakers to take on Missouri's big issues.
There's many, many common grounds for the state of Missouri, such as infrastructure, such as workforce development. There's many things like that we come together. And my purpose for being the governor will be to try to bring people together, to try to move the state of Missouri forward.
One of Parson's first tasks is filling a number of key vacancies, but he may have difficulty appointing a new lieutenant governor right away, as Missouri state law does not give him that authority. Attorney General Josh Hawley released his office's annual vehicle stops report on Friday. The report shows that African American drivers are 85% more likely to be pulled over than white drivers in the state. This is a 10% increase from last year's report and the highest level of a disparity index comparing traffic stops among races in the 18 years the state has compiled data. John Gaskin of the St. Louis County chapter of the NAACP says this is further evidence of why many black people are hesitant to do business and travel in the state of Missouri. With Eric Greitens' resignation as governor, Missouri's focus has shifted to the Senate race. Greitens' months-long fight to stay in office left the Missouri GOP in a weakened state, but his resignation could breathe new life into Republican U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley's campaign. While some politicians attempted to tie him to the former governor, Hawley's call for Greitens to step down also angered some Republicans loyal to him. Although there's still talk about Hawley's ties to Greitens, UMKC political scientist Beth Venami says Greitens' resignation could ease the blow of those attacks. But she added that Hawley still has work to do in mending relationships with Greitens' supporters. Missouri residents will be able to vote on raising the state's gasoline tax this November. This is a rather hot-button issue, with gas prices on the rise now throughout the country. The question on the ballot calls for a phased-in 10-cent increase to the state's 17-cent per gallon motor fuel tax. This would eventually raise the state's motor fuel tax to 27 cents per gallon. The proposal would raise the state's fuel tax for gas and diesel 2.5 cents per year for 4 years, starting next year. It would also increase taxes on alternative fuels such as natural gas and propane. Analysts predict the tax could bring in an additional $293 million for the state road fund. The state hasn't raised gas taxes since 1992, when a 6-cent increase was conducted over 4 years. The state transportation department will meet with regional planning commissions later this summer to create a priority list of potential projects. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.